The human body's energy metabolism during exercise is governed by a precise, inverse relationship between fat oxidation and lactate production. As exercise intensity increases, your system relies heavily on fat until it crosses a critical metabolic marker, the lactate threshold. Once you push beyond that point, rising blood lactate actively suppresses fat burning, forcing a rapid, non-negotiable shift to carbohydrate metabolism. Understanding this exact transition is essential for optimizing your endurance performance, accelerating fat loss, and protecting long-term metabolic health. Let's break down the metabolic shift between fat and carbohydrates. At low intensities, specifically below 60% of your VO2 max, your body derives over 85% of its energy from fat, pulling primarily from plasma-free fatty acids. As intensity climbs to around 65% VO2 max, intramuscular triglycerides stored directly in your muscle fibers kick in to contribute roughly half of your total fat oxidation. However, cross over 75 to 85% VO2 max, and carbohydrates become the dominant fuel, supplying more than two-thirds of your energy demands. This shift happens for a simple physiological reason. Glucose metabolism produces ATP significantly faster than fat oxidation, which requires more oxygen and a longer chain of biochemical steps. Now let's talk about lactate. This is the key regulator. Lactate is not merely a waste product flushing out of your system. It is a critical metabolic regulator. During light to moderate exercise, blood lactate remains stable because production and clearance are perfectly balanced. The lactate threshold marks the exact intensity where lactate production outpaces your body's ability to clear it, typically causing blood levels to rise exponentially between 2 and 4 millimoles per liter. Once lactate exceeds 5 millimoles per liter, it triggers specific biochemical pathways that actively inhibit fat metabolism. Specifically, lactate binds to GPR81 receptors to block fat breakdown signaling, depletes the free carnitine needed to transport fatty acids into your mitochondria, and creates muscle acidosis that directly reduces CPTI enzyme activity. Fat oxidation nearly halts above 16 millimoles per liter, which is why your high-intensity efforts run almost exclusively on carbohydrates. Your training status dramatically alters these metabolic thresholds. Untrained individuals typically reach their lactate threshold and peak fat oxidation, or fat max, at much lower intensities, around 47 to 66% of VO2 max. In contrast, trained endurance athletes maintain efficient fat metabolism at significantly higher intensities, between 59 and 79% of VO2 max, and clear lactate up to 61% faster. Just 9 weeks of consistent endurance training can increase your power output at the lactate threshold by 22%, while reducing blood lactate by 40% at the exact same workload. Training also boosts your maximum fat oxidation rates by up to 21%, and significantly increases key fat-burning enzymes, like citrate synthase by 47%, and beta-hydroxyacyl-CoA dehydrogenase by 34%. So, how do we find your fat max and optimize your training? Fat max represents the exact exercise intensity where fat oxidation peaks, typically falling between 47 and 75% of VO2 max, depending on your fitness. Because individual variation is so wide, ranging from 42 to 84% VO2 max, generic heart rate or percentage-based training zones are highly inaccurate. The gold standard for pinpointing your fat max is indirect calorimetry during an incremental exercise test, though blood lactate testing offers a reliable, accessible alternative. To maximize fat adaptation and endurance, your training must heavily emphasize zone 2. Work just below the lactate threshold, where blood lactate stays between 1.5 and 3.5 millimoles per liter. Spending 70 to 80% of your training volume in this zone stimulates mitochondrial biogenesis, enhances fat-oxidizing enzymes, and preserves precious glycogen for those high-intensity efforts. Morning training in a fasted state can further amplify fat utilization, though remember your body requires complete lactate clearance before it can resume efficient fat burning post-intervals. Here are your critical takeaways. First, fat metabolism peaks before the lactate threshold. Crossing it triggers a biochemical shutdown of fat oxidation via lactate accumulation. Second, lactate actively inhibits fat burning through receptor signaling, carnitine depletion, and enzyme suppression, making carbohydrate reliance a physiological necessity at high intensities. Third, zone 2 training just below the lactate threshold is the most effective method for building mitochondrial density and long-term fat burning capacity. Fourth, your fitness level dictates metabolic flexibility. Athletes sustain fat oxidation at significantly higher intensities and clear lactate far more efficiently than sedentary individuals. Fifth, personalized metabolic or lactate testing is essential for accurate training zones, as generic percentages fail to capture individual physiological differences. And finally, strategic training around the lactate threshold optimizes both endurance performance and metabolic health by aligning your workout intensity with your body's natural fuel switching mechanisms.